It's 8:01. Welcome to a Black Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you with us on an absolutely beautiful and crisp fall morning here in town. And as chilly as it was this morning, we can expect it to be about 15 degrees chillier tomorrow morning, even cooler tomorrow than it is today. Enjoy your Black Friday today, and keep in mind that the Sawdust Art Festival has Winter Fantasy open today. Usually during the winter, it's Saturdays and Sundays. They are open today and one additional Friday moving forward, but you can get some amazing stuff there today. So we find ourselves now at Chamber Chat. Joelle Padoue is with us this morning from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, and I blew your name a few minutes ago. I know it. My God, I've got it written right in front of me. I still blew it. A very good morning, Joelle. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for being here this morning. Yes. after a Thanksgiving. Do you do the cooking at your house?
No, I make the charcuterie board.
Ooh.
And it's a hit.
Okay. Let's just get that out of the way.
And then I also brought the vodka-infused whipped cream.
Right.
Which was also a hit.
Which you found across the street, I understand.
At Spigot,
over
yeah.
at Spigot, which they now have that delicious gelato that you got me hooked on.
I know, and they also have Two Shores Gin, too.
My God.
They have everything.
And speaking of Two Shores Gin, it's 7 in the morning, and I get handed a bottle of gin. That's not the first time that's happened, by the way. Eileen Keithley is with Laguna Beach Spirits and Two Shores Gin. A very good morning to you, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And first of all, thank you for the bottle of gin. That's pretty cool. I love the name. And it says London Tradition California Spirit. Tell us what that means.
Sure. So about 12 years ago, I came here and fell in love with California. Lived either here or sort of Dana Point for the last 12 years. And I travel a lot back and forward to the UK, right. as most sort of expats do. You go and see family and you come back. And really, I sort of watched this growth of craft gins in Scotland starting off and then going into England and Europe.
Right.
And I thought, and I was in this bar and there was 100 gins there and each of them had a different story. And I decided to, well, why do we not have that level of interest in gin over here?
Right.
So it sort of started to percolate. And then I did an entrepreneur class at one of the local colleges just for something to do, reaching that time of life where I want to change life,
right,
you know?
Right.
And I did a business plan about creating a distillery in town. Fast forward, COVID hit.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's not going to happen, but why don't I actually have a COVID project? So my lockdown project was to create a gin. And you get to start thinking about nostalgia and family and all that. And right. my dad used to love gin. And he used to grow botanicals in the garden, and then he used to make gin in his greenhouse. And then he used to drink the gin in his greenhouse.
Okay.
And I know you're not allowed to do that here, so
right.
we won't be doing that. But that sort of started the story. And the Two Shores really is my story. It's about having that history back in the UK, but loving everything California. So there's a play on the word with the spirit,
right.
because it's the spirit, it's the vibe of California, but it's also, we're using California botanicals.
Right.
So, and if, I don't know how much you know about the gin process, but...
I was going to ask you about the gin process, and I think specifically the first question is, so you're in this COVID lockdown, and
yeah.
you're putting together the gin. What is it you're looking for? What flavors are you... What is it you're trying to achieve in the...
What I was trying to achieve was a bit of sunshine.
Okay.
And because we were lucky, you know, here, right. we had a lockdown, but we could still see the sky. We could still walk
right.
on the beach most of the time. And I really wanted to bottle California so that if you weren't in California or you were stuck in an apartment in LA,
right.
you could have that sunshine in a glass. And that really was where I was sort of coming from. So it's a light, it's very accessible gin. It's right. not too juniper forward. It's just really sort of
When you say juniper forward, so there's an inkling of juniper.
So in order for a gin to be a gin, you right. have to have juniper in it.
Okay.
And traditionally, American gins have not, or people have this sort of, oh, gin's a bit astringent, it's a bit sharp. But there's ways to actually distill it to become really smooth.
Right.
And that's what we did. It's part of our distilling process, but it's a part of our choice of botanicals that we've put in it. So we've got 14 It's a bit like going for a walk on a hike up on those hills.
Right.
And it's, yeah, it's a breath of sunshine. It's a breath of California, so but with British tradition.
So if I'm not a gin drinker and I take my very first attempt at gin, would you suggest just drinking just the gin, or should I mix a little vermouth in it and make it a little martini type or of thing, drop an olive in it maybe?
I would always say that you should try it out first.
Okay.
Because what you will discover, it is a very smooth. We've just been at a mixology event, which we actually won.
Congratulations there. Look at you.
Or our mixologist.
Very modest of you to
jump that in. Yeah. But it was great. But what we did was make everybody actually sip some of the gin first. And people would say, oh, I don't like gin. I don't want that. Thanks.
Right.
I'll go into the tequila or the vodka. And they went, oh, I think I do like gin. And they said it's really smooth.
Right.
And that was our biggest sort of plus, I guess.
Okay.
When developed it.
I want to get into your dad in the greenhouse for just a second, if I can.
Sure.
So he was making his own gin in the greenhouse.
Yes.
Did you take anything from his recipe?
Well, because we used California botanicals,
right?
Not particularly. So he was in Scotland, right. And so he would have more sort of, you know, like brambles and those sort of more Scottish. He had heather in it. So right. I wanted to be more traditional to that,
right.
So I kept the California ones, but I have got European juniper in it because it's the best in the world.
Okay.
And it's not a sharp, so American juniper, while you can use it, it's quite sharp.
Right.
And again, we were all about smooth.
Okay.
So his was more about just trying something different. You know, he lived around the world. He taught us to be explorers, and yeah.
I love your distinctive palate in the difference between juniper can be sharp and smooth. I love that. That's fantastic. So we have here in Southern California, and really all along California, tons of microbreweries for beer.
Sure.
Is the same thing possible for gin in a microbrewery type of setting?
Well, it would be a distillery, but...
Okay, micro distillery, yeah, maybe?
I think we would give it the classification of craft.
Okay.
And so craft, you do small batches. So we actually distill our product up in LA in a distillery called Loft and Bear, which is a black-owned distillery that allow us to go in and contract distill. But we do it in very small quantities.
Okay.
So you'd get maybe 500-600 bottles of one flavor and right. one recipe. Well, it's the same recipe.
Okay.
But every time you do something, it's like baking a cake.
Right.
You know, so it can be a little bit higher one day, it can be a little bit flatter one day, and right. you're using the same ingredients. So it's just about, I suppose, giving its individuality.
Right. So with that process, and here's my problem with microbreweries and beer, in that I fall in love with this delicious, creamy, dark beer, and 2 weeks later, it's gone, never to be found again. Somehow manage to repeat that flavor for me. Is that same thing possible with gin, or can you keep that recipe and then go right back to it?
We can keep the recipe, but given we've got 14 ingredients, well, more than that, because we've also got the neutral grain spirit in there. So
right.
that's like the vodka, because if you make gin, it's like vodka, and then you infuse it with all these botanicals.
Mm-hmm.
But just as, you know, if you grow tomatoes, they don't always taste the same. So you've
right.
got 14 right. variants here that might not taste the same.
Right.
So one year you've got them tasting amazing, and the next year they might taste even more amazing. But that's the skill of the distiller.
Right. Beautiful analogy.
Actually,
beautiful analogy there, by the way.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. So it is up to the distiller.
Yeah. I mean, it's a craft. I mean, they really are quite technical. They're chemists, really.
Right.
Because we started off with 25 botanicals. And we took it down to 14 because some of those other 11 conflicted.
Okay.
So one would, if you put too much citrus in, for example, it can actually make other things bitter.
Right.
So it's a real, it's magic.
Can you, Are you able to drink, like, let's say another brand of gin, whatever, and pick out exactly what's in there? And are you like a gin snob? Is what I basically what I'm at.
Well, I'm sort of a gin snob, in which is why I went to London to get a distiller to help me.
Okay.
Because traditionally, gin makers in America have it's being made in distilleries that are great with brown spirits.
Okay.
So all their expertise has gone into making bourbon, it's gone into making whiskies. And one of the things about the gin making process is that it's quick. Okay. So you don't have to wait 5 years to have a drink.
Okay. How long is the process?
2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's why they used to make gin in the bathtub in the old days, right? Yeah.
And actually, that's why I was looking originally at making a distillery, a small nano distillery in town, because we could literally make a different flavor and a different batch every week.
Right.
And so if you had visitors into town, you could take your own bottle home, you know, using something that is very specific to Laguna, just with a tweak. So it would be Black Friday gin or Thanksgiving gin, and it does give you that flexibility.
Okay. What was your life like before gin? Tell us what you how you came up with this idea. This is what I want to do.
Well, when I graduated from college, I actually went into the drinks business in London.
Okay.
And then I went into marketing of spirits and beer, actually. For several years. Came over here. I didn't work here when I first came over. I came over with my husband, and I didn't have my green card, so I actually took classes in town and started writing.
Okay.
I also teamed up with someone in a production company here, so we made a local documentary.
Right, which we all love, by the way.
Many of, Queen Maria.
Yeah, many of you remember from almost 2 weeks ago the Queen Maria interview we had. Well, Eileen was part of that as well.
And so I kind of like doing lots of different things.
Right.
I've also written a screenplay.
That's a test. That's just a test. Well, you know what? Let's all listen to it together. Let me shut it down. Hold on a second. That shouldn't be too much longer. So just we're testing to make sure we're all safe. There we go. Thank you. Sorry.
I still feel safe.
Okay,
there we go.
Good.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
So I've done a lot of different things.
Right.
But as I say, I went back, going back to, I didn't find that the Californian gins were what I wanted. So when I used to go home, I used to chuck a lot of stuff in my duty free,
right.
Or I used to spend enormous amounts on having Scottish gin shipped over. And I thought, you know what, if I actually use a British distiller,
right,
who's 12th generation, so he kind of knows what he's doing.
Right.
And we work with California Botanicals, then I can create something that I love and I'm quite happy to drink.
Very smart.
So,
very smart.
I'm hoping everybody thinks that. And we've only launched it 7 weeks ago.
Right.
So.
Are you confident? Are you feeling good?
Yeah, I think so. We're kind of in about 12 distribution points at the moment. We're obviously in Spigot across the road, and they've been really supportive.
Right.
Thank you to them.
Spigot, by the way, just an amazing. I love that spot. First of all, they're repainting. They've taken down the old awning. Everything is looking good there, and the products that they're carrying seem to be really, really cool.
There's some great wine as well.
Yeah.
And not just about gin.
And Two Shores gin
and
as well.
Two Shores gin is there.
So you're on a plane to London today? You're on a plane to England?
I am.
Okay.
I'm actually going over there to see the distiller to talk about our next project.
Okay.
And how we develop Two Shores to the next stage. Because there's lots of things you can do with gin in terms of flavors, in terms of processes and things like that. So we're excited. And also, I actually want to do non-alcoholic, but botanical-based products.
All right.
So what we're looking at is how you distill botanics into non-alcoholic.
Would the flavor change at all in a non-alcoholic setting?
You would get the nuances.
Okay.
And that's what we're trying to...
Because
sometimes you get maybe one flavor, like you might get pomelo or something.
Right.
But what we want to do is look at how you get complex flavors.
Okay.
So.
All right. So.
Exciting times.
I notice you have an accent. I'm guessing you're from Texas.
East Texas.
Okay, East Texas. No, but there is a game today. There is a World Cup soccer game. It's a World Cup football match, as we say.
Uh-huh.
And your team against...
Well, it's my husband's team.
Okay.
He's actually English. I'm Scottish.
Okay.
And Scotland sadly didn't get into the World Cup.
Though, that you know what? They had a good run for a while. Scotland clicked off 6 in a row and then just didn't qualify still.
You know a lot more than I do. I might support USA today, you see, because we get competitive in the house.
Okay. And how do we find you? Other than finding Two Shores Gin across the street, over at our liquor store across the street, how do we find you?
Well, there's a buy button on the website, which is twoshoresgin.com.
Okay.
High Times have got it up in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
And then we've got lots of places down in San Diego and up towards LA.
Okay. And of course, Spigot Liquor right here across the street from the radio station. And this bottle here for about the next couple of hours, as long as I'm here.
I hope you enjoy and give me some feedback.
Oh, I you know what? I definitely will. Now that I know more about it, I'm knowing what to look for. I'm knowing what to try and smell and taste for. I can't wait to actually take my first sip. I will let you know. Joelle, are you a gin drinker?
I am not a gin drinker, but, you know, I might as well.
Give it a try. Okay.
I want everybody to go get it for their holiday.
Right.
Parties, because holiday shopping's coming up.
There we go. Today, right now. We're starting right now.
But you know what? If you're tired from that turkey last night, go tomorrow.
Okay.
And support all our small business.
Yes.
Small businesses for a Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
And we have a passport contest.
Okay.
So you can download a passport on our Think Laguna First website.
Okay.
Or I've been posting them on our stories on Instagram. And you can download that, go to your different participating businesses, which are on our Think Laguna First website, and have the chance to win a 2-night stay at the ranch.
Very cool.
Or a basket from Oak, or those two iconic ornaments.
Very, very cool. Now, first of all, staying at the ranch, it's like being on vacation while you're here in town. You're literally on vacation a mile from your own house. I think that's pretty cool. And you said the basket from Oak, Liquid Oak. This is
that's in it.
Right. This is one of
those are in there.
And I'm going to tell everybody right now, the coolest thing at Oak, aside from that fantastic menu, is this little coffee container I have. It's a thermos. It's like an old soup thermos. You can pour it into the cup. It keeps it hot all day. All right.
Yeah, they have a lot of cool things in there.
They do. So you've been working hard. So you've been working hard for this Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, I want everybody to know that they're supported.
Right.
And we support all of our chamber members, but this is the time of year that we support all the businesses here in Laguna.
Right. And you've the window decorating contest.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so many people, every time I was like trying to hand it out, I'm a one person like trying to hand out the flyers. So if you haven't gotten it, I'm sorry. But every single person I've handed it to has said, "Oh, we're gonna win."
Yeah, yeah. I think we're going to win. We're going to do this front window over here.
You?
Yeah, we're going to do this front window here today.
I'll sign you up because you have to fill out and let me know that you're participating
I didn't know
by
that.
Monday.
Oh,
yes.
All right. We'll get on.
Because then I have to tell the committee so that everybody's prepared. Everybody needs to have their windows ready by hospitality night.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes.
So we have to sign up by Monday and then have our windows done by hospitality night, which is Friday, December 2nd.
Yes.
All right.
And there'll be... they'll be judging until the 14th, I believe.
Okay.
And then we'll be announcing it on our Friday email.
All right.
But you also get really cool prizes. What are you going to...
We're one of the prizes, actually.
Yeah,
so we're giving away, and it's incredibly valuable. It's 2 weeks of free advertising here on the radio station. It's 2 weeks of advertising your product, your business, whatever. If your business wins that's a dial-in.
And
right
that's
there.
The People's Choice Awards.
Yes.
Which is why I need to know who's participating, so then I can make a survey for the people to then vote on who's the best. And then we have the grand prize is... You get ads in the indie newspaper, there's a list of them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fantastic.
I guess
Thank
I need
you.
To do better and pass out those flyers.
You're okay. You know what? You're a one person machine right now, and that's all right. So yeah. you're working through the holiday and through the weekend, and we appreciate that. How is Hospitality Night coming along?
I think we're getting ready. I think we have most of our ducks in a row.
All right. All right.
At least, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, we know. Right. We have amazing vendors in this year. Our vendors get to sell little holiday gifts.
Right.
So they're giving out maybe like hot chocolate, and then they also are selling their gifts. So we have like Ritual Refill up in North Laguna.
Right.
They have their sustainable, gifts and... and whatnot.
Very cool. And Hospitality Night, just a fantastic community event. It reminds me very much of Oak Street, but just with the Christmas theme,
exactly.
With Santa. It's a fantastic community event. So Joelle Padue, thank you so very much. Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. Eileen Keithley, Laguna Beach Spirits and Two Shores Gin, a very safe trip to you.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you back in. And I want to find out that secret recipe that you're going to talk to with the distiller about. I want to find out what that secret is and your next move forward. You can find Two Shores Gin across the street over at Spigot Liquor. I'm glad I came to work this morning. I really am. Thank you to both of you for being here.
Thank you.
8:22 the time. Coming up at 8:30, Lisa Farber, Laguna Beach Vibe, LagunaNow.com. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.